In the news today, high-level officials from North and South Korea met Monday. The two sides are attempting to reach a negotiated settlement to prevent a war. No progress was reported after the meeting. The emergency talks are taking place at the Panmunjom Truce Village on the border between the two Koreas. The talks began on Saturday. Officials say the negotiations are tense. They say neither country seems willing to change its demands. North Korea is angry that South Korea is using loud speakers along the border to broadcast into the North. The broadcasts were restarted recently for the first time in more than 10 years. South Korea says it restarted the broadcasts because the North placed landmines on the South's side of the border. It blames the mines for wounding 2 South Korean soldiers. Both countries have increased the number of soldiers deployed to the border. And a South Korean spokesman said on Monday that the United States may be considering adding military strength in the South. About 28,000 American soldiers are deployed to South Korea. Police are searching thousands of homes and buildings in Bangkok for clues in a bomb attack at a religious shrine a week ago. The bombing killed at least 20 people and injured more than 100 others. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Police say they need to examine more than 10,000 places in the Thai capital, some more than once. More than 1,000 police officers, soldiers, and others are involved in the search. Thai officials want to show travelers that Bangkok is safe. French President François Hollande has given the country's highest award, the Legion of Honor, to 3 Americans and a Briton. The 4 men stopped a heavily armed gunman from killing people on a train Friday. Mr. Hollande said the actions of the men are, in his words, a message of courage, solidarity, and hope. Spanish officials say the attacker is a 25-year-old man from Morocco. He reportedly was in Syria sometime during the past year. Asian stock markets closed down sharply Monday. The drop in Asia continued a slide on international financial markets that started last week. The falling value of stock shares is linked to fears that China's economy is slowing more than had been expected. Monday, the leading measure of Chinese stocks was down almost 8.5%. Traders were watching to see what steps the Chinese government might take to help the economy. In Japan, the Nikkei index lost 4.6% of its value. The Japanese stock market closed at its lowest level in 6 months. Hong Kong's Hang Seng index fell 4.9%. World oil prices also fell Monday. Oil prices recently dropped below $40 a barrel for the first time in several years. 2 giant pandas were born Saturday at the Smithsonian Institution's National Zoo in Washington, D.C. The second cub was born 5 hours after the first. The sexes of each animal will be announced at a later date.